So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Samachay continues. Hilveyu al sadeyu. If someone put up his field as security for a loan, and va'amar loy im iyata nisenli mikan va'chol l'shanam ha'reishali, and they agree that the lender shall acquire the field after 3 years if the debt is not yet repaid, ha'reishali, he acquires the field even though its value exceeds the amount of the loan. V'kachol yibaisis ben zaynin oisa al pichacham, and baisis ben zunin used to lend money under these terms with the approval of the chacham. As per Tosfos, the Gemara explains the Mishnah as follows. As Rashi later notes, there is a machlikis in Masechta Bava Basad of Kof Samaches, where Reb Yitzi Savar Asmach Dekanya, a commitment made to guarantee one's reliability, is binding, because we assume that he was sincere. Reb Yehuda Savar Asmach Deloy Kanya, we assume that he was not sincere, because he thought that it would never come to pass. Now, in our Mishnah's case, the borrower forfeits the property if he does not make the payment. Apparently, Asmach Dekanya, this reflects the opinion of Reb Yitzi. However, Rav Huna seeks to reconcile our Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that asmach d'loy kanya. Therefore, Amar Rav Huna, b'shas matan mois kona hakoil. If the stipulation was made at the time of the loan, the entire property is acquired by the lender, even if its value exceeds the value of the loan, because as Tais explains, al das kein malveyu ma'esav, shetehe asadu mushikaz b'yadu, im lo yitin loy at shalashanam. He only loaned him the money based on this guarantee, and so the borrower sincerely commits to their agreement, and this is not considered a case of asmachta. However, Rav Huna continues, and as Tais explains, after finalizing the loan, his commitment is only binding if he pledged as collateral only a portion of the field equal to the value of the loan. However, he cannot take the entire field because that is asmachta. Rav Nachman Amar afilu b'shas matan mois loikana v'loiklum. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna and says that even if the stipulation was made at the time of the loan, the agreement is completely ineffective because, as Rashi explains, asmach loikanya. Such an agreement is not binding because haftach ba'almahi. He was simply reassuring the lender and was not seriously committing to forfeit his property. According to Rav Nachman, our Mishnah, which rules Harehi Shaloi, he acquires the field even though its value exceeds the value of the loan, can be explained two ways. Either that the Mishnah must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yasi, that asmach dekanya, or it can be reconciled with the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who indeed holds asmach dekanya, because Omer lekani me'achshav, he stipulated that if he is not repaid after 3 years, the field is his retroactively. Therefore, as Rashi explains, lavach smach dehi alekinya gomer vazuli oizel gabe. This is not a pledge, but a regular sale effective immediately, and he receives the land at a discounted price, and zekibul alav. The borrower retained the right to redeem the field within 3 years. The Gemara proceeds with additional exceptions to the general rule of asmach d'loy kanya. At first, the Gemara rules, ashkeche begoy zimne, vom lekanei kanei. If the leva meets the malva before the debt is due and tells him to take the field as payment, he immediately acquires the field because otherwise, lomale lememale haloi ein yochel achshel b'tayvoy. He was certainly sincere since the debt was not even due yet. However, basa zimne va'amar loikane loikane. If the leva says this after the debt is due, the malva does not acquire the field because machmas kisuf hu dekamale. He was not sincere and only said this because he was embarrassed that he could not pay yet. However, the Gemara retracts and says afilu begoy zimne namar loikane. Even if the leva says this before the debt is due, the malva does not acquire the field, because he was not sincere, and they only said this so that he would not bother him when the payment is due. Amar Papa, Ashkeche de Koshasi Shichur Kane. If the debtor was drinking beer on the day the debt was due, instead of trying to raise funds, the creditor acquires the field because the debtor is clearly unconcerned and does not plan on paying. However, if the Kamahapach Azuzi Loikani, if the debtor is busy trying to raise the funds, the creditor does not acquire the field because of smach d'loikanya. However, the Gemara challenges this reasoning. Perhaps he was drinking to alleviate his anxiety, but does not want to forfeit his field. Alternately, in the shachrina asmach azuzi, perhaps he was unconcerned because someone guaranteed to cover his debts. Then the Gemara explains that Rav Papa rules as follows. If he's particular to retain all his property and refuses to sell some of them even for a fair price, he's clearly not committed to raising the funds, and the creditor acquires the field. If he's not so particular and is seeking to sell some property to raise funds, the creditor does not acquire the field. Even though asmachta is not effective and he does not acquire the field outright, it does act as committed collateral. Therefore, after 3 years, the creditor acquires a portion equal to the loan and the debtor can no longer pay him and claim the field. However, the Gemara challenges. Ultimately, he only gave him rights to the field if he does not repay the loan, and so this is asmachta and should not be effective. The Gemara answers, Rapapa referred to a case where besides for offering the entire field as security, he committed a portion of the property for payment even within the 3 years. Therefore, even though the asmachta is not effective regarding the excess value of the field, the property remains in the paitiki and he can collect the value of the loan from it. If someone commits to paying his debt with wine, and the value of the wine subsequently increased, at first the Gemara rules, and the asmachta involving land is not taken seriously, since the owner does not usually want to sell it. However, an asmachta involving movable property, such as wine, is taken seriously because they are usually for sale. However, the Gemara cites a ruling from Rava, Kol de'i loy kani. Any commitment for additional payment depending on the possible outcome is asmachta and not effective. The Gemara concludes, asmachta le'kanya, therefore, had the ara v'had peri. The creditor must return both the land and any produce he ate. Although mechila b'toyes havi mechila, the debtor's permission to eat the produce, although mistaken, should be binding. Hachahava u'mechzi ribis. The produce resembles interest on the loan and must therefore be returned.